Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bad Flicks. As always, I am Adam.
What do you mean, as always? You weren't here last week.
Yeah, or the week before the week before that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Garrett.
I'm John. J-Dog, J-Deezy, J-Spark, your boy.
But I'm always Adam.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I'm not John ever. I'm never you.
That's true.
You wouldn't know what to do, dude. Your brain would explode if you were me. You'd just be like, it's crazy. Pop.
Wow, John. Pop. You are an amazing storyteller.
As promised.
Well.
We had to watch some homework.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck Garrett. Fuck Garrett.
I mean, that movie's not good.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Nothing good about it.
It does, okay.
How's good.
It's really good at jerking itself off.
It doesn't hold up.
The premise was really good. Like the idea, well, actually, okay.
What premise?
The premise of the middle of the movie where you actually had some semblance of a storyline. The first part was just like
nothing going on for like an hour.
The ability to reason, I suppose. Like he smacked some bones and was like, oh, was the first, I made a weapon.
A tool. I have a tool.
I do want to point out real quick that well, first off, this movie came out in 1968.
Yes,
so,
this is true.
It has an 8.3 on IMDb.
All of his movies have an 8.3 or an 8.4 on IMDb. All of them.
And Roger Ebert gave it a perfect score.
Well, Ebert had a heart attack and died.
Ebert gave it a perfect score in 68?
I don't know. I will check
He's
that.
Old enough. See, or that's dead what, enough for
that's
that.
That's, no, that's a good Because
I would believe that. Because it had some revolutionary
that
shots.
That would blow my mind.
Like the zero gravity, they did a decent job of simulating that.
Like when she walks 97. And then turns and then like the stewardess during the shuttle.
Oh god,
and
that
then, like,
part.
Yeah.
The little steps.
The weird little steps.
Little steps.
That shit was ridiculous.
Oh man.
So it looks like this review was written in 97.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Well.
I mean.
I don't care because critics always love movies I hate. Like, the whole end of this movie is just a psychedelic mindfuck with no
like, a seizure warning would be nice.
Dude, they should have come with a seizure warning. Instead of the intermission thing, it should have just been, like, coming up seizures. Like, you're going to see flashy lights and space lights, and then followed by flashy terrain and flashy eyeball, followed by he sees himself get older and older and older, baby fetus the size of Earth. Boom, done.
That,
you're like, what no, the fuck?
I wish he was joking right now because it sounds so fucking stupid.
That is literally the last 45 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it's...
is pain.
I think it's funny when he starts finding older versions of himself.
And then he becomes the older version as soon as he sees it. He's like, he's like, look, older version.
I am the older version.
I was like, wow, that's a shitty way to age through your life really fast, man. Like, oh, and then become an older version of me eating. Oh. I'm eating now, and I'm really old. Damn it. Oh, there's an older version of me that looks decrepit in a bed. Oh, no, I'm in the bed.
Man, that would suck.
Dude, it was. I was just like, this guy just died in, like, fucking 10 minutes.
Like, I didn't give that
he
much
had a crazy
psychedelic
trip
out.
That apparently just fried his brain to where time passed so fast.
Hey, he went to Jupiter.
Yeah, no, the part with Hal, where, like, the center where Hal, like, takes over, you know, the normal, like, story, which maybe this is where people got it, where AI, you know, decides that we're danger to ourselves and it's got to step in. You know, that's a good, you know, that's fun. That's a fun story. Like, I like how Hal spies on him in the little pod and stuff, but
yeah.
A lot of people actually think that Hal had a different mission and that's why he was fucking with the crew and sabotaging them.
Huh.
As opposed to just going rogue.
What?
I don't know. That's what Tyler told me last night. He's like, this is a big thing about this movie.
Oh. Well, unless you got some kind of evidence to back up this other mission other than just like, I could think of other reasons why, you know?
Yeah, but there's no concrete.
No, it's
dead. But I just mean, like, there's
got to
be clues
sure.
that made people decide that that was a possibility.
Well, he was questioning them about it. I got the feeling that he could have been on a different mission. That isn't, like,
out there.
Yeah, that's not that out there, John.
I don't know what clues, like, that he has another mission other than he just decides that...
Maybe his mission was literally to just watch them and see how they dealt with crisis.
Bingo.
As a science experiment from white coats.
Okay. So
AKA he's scientists.
Knock his homie out into space now, Hal. See what he does.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, that's cool. A lot of other people do.
Learned about this. How many people do you know could have that? Like, what? A lot of other people.
I mean, if it's a thing on the internet.
Well, you don't know. All you've heard is Tyler say something to Adam who said something to you.
I mean,
and
if
now
I.
You're like back in this fucking.
I mean, you really
got to
look at that line of information and ask yourself how much you trust the
dude, that's worse than Wikipedia.
I do. I think that that's a plausible.
With, like, no source.
I can say it as well. Like, I didn't look up Tyler when he told him. Like, I didn't go look it up when he said that to me. Mm-hmm. I was like, I could see that. So. Yeah. But I'm
huge,
because
huge internet.
This movie was made in the 60s and I live in 2017.
It was bad.
And I'm going to give it a 6.
Ooh.
And that's a 6 for trying.
Wow, that's
really pretty high.
Yeah, man. I was like, wow.
I mean, I get it. Like you said, back then it was groundbreaking, so it gets a point or two from me for that. But
I'm just going based off of now, Nowsies. And Nowsies says that you get a 3.9.
I was going to give it a solid 3.
Okay. I guess I was a little more generous. I mean, don't get me wrong. I did not like the movie, but it did some shit kind
of
weird.
20-minute scene of them flying a space shuttle.
That shit was
finally
rough,
going
dude.
Over to look at the monolith.
Rough.
They get down there to the monolith. Guy strokes big monolith.
No. They don't just get down there. They fucking crawl.
Yeah.
The whole, not like actually crawl.
I know, but slow. That's what I'm saying. And then he strokes it, and then it just goes high-pitched noise, and then it's like, 18 months later, Jupiter mission.
You're like,
unrelated crap.
Like,
what?
That's exactly what it was, though.
Okay.
It was completely unrelated.
That's true.
And then when they do bring the monolith back.
You talked me into it. 4.5.
Yeah. When you do bring the monolith back, all it is a big psychedelic Keller show. What? Bro, what?
It's art, John.
Yeah, apparently. Go it's Kubrick, you fucking crackhead.
It's art.
Kubrick's made some good films.
Yeah, he has made some good films. That's why it blew my mind when I realized, like, he did Clockwork Orange. And
didn't
fucking
like Clockwork Orange. Was really? Unimpressed. Yeah, maybe too much hype. I don't know. Just kind of was meh about the whole thing.
I liked it. I thought it was a solid film.
I mean, I didn't think it was bad. I just didn't think it was amazing like a lot of people do.
Yeah. Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, he did The Shining, Full Metal Jacket.
The Shining was good. Shining was not an original story of his, though.
2001 is a space piece of shit.
Space
Eyes Dirt. Wide Shut.
I think I've seen that.
But I feel like I saw that on TV.
Some shit, right? Like forever ago, back when I watched TV.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the only. Eyes Wide Shut is the only one I didn't like. It got a 7.3. So everything else he has is either 9.3 or 9.4 on IMDb. But Eyes Wide Shut got a 7.3. So.
Sounds like
you're not
wants
perfect, Stanley. But.
Well.
Anyways.
I'm gonna let you wall on that one for a second.
Yeah, it's fine. I really didn't enjoy the movie, man. It was long and painful, and it literally hurt.
Mm-hmm. Like this review at this point.
So let's be done with it.
Yeah.
Unlike the movie that just wanted to keep going.
And going, and going, and going.
Who's that foxy lady?
Oh, you know that fox. Hit that F11.
I'm getting it, but I had to close something else that I just realized there was two of these.
Oh, nice.
You could have surprised us with another one halfway through the show.
You don't know who this foxy lady is?
I know she's a silverback fox.
Roseanne.
Well, so why is she in the news? She's not dead?
No, she's not
dead. We thought she was going to die, but apparently she's immortal.
She lost weight instead.
Well, good for her.
Go Oprah.
No, Roseanne is actually making a comeback on, I think it's ABC.
You know, she didn't age that bad. She was rough looking back in the day. I mean, really?
I think
she looks
better
years?
Now than she did back then. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I'd hit that.
I would not. I'm not going to say I agree because
I don't think
she's better looking right now.
Than she used to be?
Yeah.
I mean, she looks older and that sucks because closer to
I
death
think
and all,
once
but
the,
that bitch
once,
knows some shit and you know she does.
Once the like face tuck falls out of her neck and that waddle starts hanging, rough.
That.
Man.
Is a very good point.
Like, she's definitely had some work done to have no waddle and have been as fat as she was.
That is a very valid point. That is a very valid point. Your skin's not that tight.
A lot of fat people have surgery, though. You gotta, man, when your skin's that loose, you gotta.
You don't gotta. You just gotta deal with it.
Some people
gotta. The fact that you were fat.
You've seen some of those people that were like 600 pounds and then slim down, and they've got literally like a skirt of skin.
That ruins your life, obviously. But
that's what she was not
600 pounds.
No, definitely not. Yeah, no, she was in Hollywood, and she probably had some extra skin when she lost the weight, and was like, "I got the money, why not?"
So all original cast coming back apparently.
That's exciting.
That's what it says. We're still on the fence about John Goodman, I guess.
I mean,
just us here at the podcast.
Nobody else.
Seeing as he died at the end of the last season.
Bingo.
You have no proof, but that's okay.
It could have been a dream sequence.
Unsubstantiated hearsay.
A double dream sequence.
double dream sequence.
He's dreaming that Roseanne dreamed that he died.
Maybe.
While his daughter was dreaming at the wedding.
He'll be alive, and they won't touch it. And then at the end of the one season that it'll be back
It'll
for,
be an M. Night Shyamalan ding-dong thing?
It'll be one of her dreams, and she'll wake up, and he'll have been dead the whole time.
That's fucking lame.
That's basically what the last season was.
Yeah.
Whole last season. Like, the wedding, I think, happened at the prior season finale, where he had his heart attack. And then, like, they kind of glossed over at the beginning of the next... If I remember right, it's been a while. But they kind of glossed over at the beginning of the next season. And then, like, all this crazy shit happened. They won the lottery. They became, like, super rich. Like, this huge mansion and all this crazy shit happened. And at the end, you find out it's just a story she's been writing. He really died at the end of the last season. And she's just how she's grieving it, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
So it would be kind of fucked up to try to do some stupid dream thing again.
And then they bring him back, but then when it is not a dream sequence, she just lost her fucking mind while she was writing that story. And John was never in any of that. And then they cut and show you from the other family's perspective, and they all just deal with crazy Roseanne talking to her dead husband.
Yeah, maybe only she can see John.
Yeah, but we could see too.
That would be great.
Anyways, writers, take note.
I highly doubt that's what they're going to do.
Yeah,
ABC,
I don't think so either.
Bring it back.
But anyways, Roseanne. We all got writing jobs waiting for us over at
I doubt it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah,
I'll definitely check it out.
I always enjoyed the show
when I was growing up. If John Goodman's in it, I'll check it out. If he's not, I'm probably going to skip this one.
So I would rather see a Married with Children.
Yes.
Like, sequel.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be way better in my opinion. I think they can still do an all original cast. Too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're all still around.
I bet the dog's dead.
Fuck off.
Say it's not the entire original cast.
Are you flinching because you knew you deserved a slap?
No, I got yelled at for not talking into the microphone on Comics Brew, so I'm trying to lean back so I still catches my voice.
I see.
I would love to see a Married with Children revival.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
I would prefer that over Roseanne.
With that being said, I will most definitely watch this show too because I've seen the original Roseanne series like
you don't say.
At least two or three times over. So.
I was gonna say you're over there dropping all these Roseanne knowledge bombs.
Roseanne expert.
Sorry that I have a good memory, John.
No, I'm just saying obviously you know. All right, fine. We're moving on. We're getting bullied over here.
What is this?
This is...
Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
This is...
Blade of the Immortal. It's a new movie that's coming out. We watched the trailer for it before.
This looks...
this is from the manga.
Okay. I was like, this doesn't look...
So yeah,
it's based on a manga. It's a... It looks like an immortal soldier type dude starts helping some young girl to avenge something.
Yeah.
It looks sweet. It looks like a live-action anime. It's more in it for the action than anything.
It very much looks like a live-action anime.
Yeah.
What happened. The little girl,
everybody's
we're just going to make
got,
up
like,
this
pretty
anime
drastic
story.
Characteristics about him. Like, you could easily tell who the main characters were in that trailer.
Yes, but then the fighting looked good. The wire work wasn't too crazy, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the fighting was done on the ground.
I think we can make up the backstory to this, no problem, because we know anime.
Uh-huh.
So the little girl, she's royalty.
Yeah, obviously.
But her family took her throne. Some enemies took her throne. And then she comes across this wanderer. He doesn't want her at first, but eventually he's going to grow to like her.
He's an immortal
warrior,
by the way.
Immortal warrior wanderer. And and then he's going to go to bat for her, you know, because of some promise of riches. He's going
to
pretend it's all about the money.
Yeah.
But then he's going to fall in love with her, marry her, and then they're going to run the kingdom together, clearly.
And they'll tell that story over 600 episodes.
No, this is a movie.
Was this movie called again?
Blade of the Immortal, I believe is what it was.
Are you going to look up a synopsis for us so we can see how close we got?
No.
I think we almost nailed it, though.
We'll have to go home and start reading the manga.
Right, figure out what the fuck is going on.
Right. It looked good.
It looked good.
More weird stuff.
What?
Although this looks good weird.
Okju, I think is what it was called.
Okju. I have no idea.
It's O-K-J-U. Just pronounce it how you will.
Okju. Okju?
Yeah, it's it looks like a Korean-made film funded by Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Created about by Netflix. Walrus.
It's hippos. Like a pig hippo. Yeah. And Tilda Swinton wants to start farming them.
Yeah.
Or a hig. Hig or pippo.
So they're going to make less waste. They're going to be bigger. They're going to eat less food.
And they're going to be fucking delicious.
Fucking delicious. Go watch the trailer. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. It looks a little preachy, but it still looks interesting enough to where I think I could be able to deal with that.
Animal activists.
Yeah, but then they have rocket launchers.
Which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And I get to see a hippo go on a rampage, which I'm kind of about now.
It's the pippo, yeah. The
didn't know I wanted rampage. It. Now I kind of need it.
But yeah, so it's like a small girl lives in a village type situation, has this adorable...
Pippo.
Monster.
Pippo. monstrous pig. Pig dog hippo thing. It's weird. It reminds me of Totoro, but like on four legs with coarse hair. And she wakes up one day and it's gone. And some people stole it because they're probably going to clone it and farm it.
And eat
farm
it.
That shit.
Mm.
Farm that sweet
tasty pig hippo bacon.
How far off do you think we are until we're eating cloned animals?
We already can.
No, yeah, we can.
They can already make Petri dish steak.
I'm saying
until they actually are doing it.
Yeah, until it's a thing.
It will never happen because the meat industry makes too much money.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right. You could go in and get like 12 Big Macs for a nickel once that was a regular thing.
Not even that. Like,
it would cut their costs. It wouldn't cut your costs.
Not even that. Like, there's a lot of money being made with how it is right now.
12 Big Macs for a nickel. We're going back in time. Status quo
makes money. So go ahead and try and stop that entrenchment.
How about we check out this hottie
chick in One Piece.
Mira!
Yes.
What's the actress's name?
She's...
Tits McGee.
Oh, man. You need to look that up, Info Johnny.
Redhead Tits McGee, says Adam. We'll see if that's correct in just a minute.
I think he's wrong. I think it's...
Pretty positive that's her name. But she will be playing Aquaman's wife in the Aquaman movie.
Tits McGee.
DC. Are you coming just Googling out.
Tits McGee?
Yeah, nothing so far.
Some point. Next year?
I believe so.
Yeah, next year.
Aquaman.
Yeah,
2018.
Yeah, 2018. You know, it's up on the list. It's one of the ones that's still correct.
Her name's Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Yeah, she's right beside Jason Momoa on the IMDb and Nicole Kidman. And, Patrick Wilson. The guy who played the owl in Watchmen, owl dude.
Oh, okay.
That guy. I like him.
Yeah.
You know, he never seems to get, like, really huge roles, but I always enjoy him in whatever he's in. I don't know who you're
talking about.
Yeah. Wait, he's
playing... Owlman.
I don't remember.
Oh, you've never read The Watchmen?
I've read The Watchmen, and I've seen The Watchmen. I don't remember the
actor.
Have
you seen... Shit, what's that horror movie where the dream walking and stuff?
Freddy Krueger?
No, it was really creepy.
Rick and Morty.
God damn it.
Scary Terry.
The Cell.
Scary Terry.
The Cell.
No.
Inception.
Insidious.
Nope.
Never heard of it.
You've never seen Insidious?
What? Does that mean like less creepy, of a person?
That movie's creepy.
John, just because you watch a lot of crappy movies.
No, Insidious is a good one, though. Like, that one is
What's its Metacritic score?
Okay, yeah, you want to fucking...
I'm curious.
I'm only on IMDb, but I'll give you the IMDb.
Okay, that works.
Because that's where I'm
at. As long as we don't go off on a tangent and fucking try and find 40 more. What's that one?
It's got a 6.8.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
For a low-budget horror
movie.
That's
about what Adam rated 2001.
Metacritic is 52%.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
What's the Rotten Tomatoes while you're over there?
Rotten Tomatoes is 66%.
66% Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. That's a D. Solid D.
What's the
that movie is giving you a D? Know
nothing about John.
Anyways, Amber Heard looks hot.
Yeah,
redhead Tits McGee.
I like the suit material. I like that it isn't so monochrome.
It looks like fish scales.
I'm a totally fan like that it's scales. Not CG.
Bingo. I'm there with you, man.
I feel
or
like...
if it is CG, it's really well done.
Her water powers are going to be CG.
Well...
what, do you want them to, like, hook fucking sprayers up to her?
I'm letting you know you're not talking like to be a CG-free movie, but got, also, yes,
she's
I
got
do.
Squirt guns and shit. She's like, Super Soaker 5000.
Water doesn't look that like, ridiculously cool when it's shot at high velocity in real life.
Yeah.
It looks like mist.
That's true.
Right.
So I think they're doing a very good job of...
Making it look like water,
yeah.
Fair enough.
And do a little water bending.
All right, that's...
That's a...
Hold on.
Text.
we don't have a Pirates of the Caribbean...
photo.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's okay.
So...
nothing to worry about, folks.
Hackers have
thanks,
stolen...
thanks, Anita Bush.
Is that real? I need a bush. Anita Bush. Is that real?
Yeah, that's real.
Can we
real?
Open
what
a new tab and see what else she's written?
No. This is not the Anita Bush podcast. Although, we could make it the Anita Bush podcast.
It's not the worst idea ever.
You need a bush cast.
Yeah, I need a bush cast.
All right, so...
hackers of unknown origin have...
Do you need a bush, Adam? Do you need a minute?
That's...
He needs a minute.
Hackers of unknown origin.
Really? Are you guys okay?
I was kind of proud of that one. have stolen a copy of Disney's new Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and they're holding it for ransom.
Or what?
Or they'll release it and to the internets for free for everybody to see.
Nobody wants to see it!
Right?
Dead you have to have something tail. Valuable to hold it for ransom.
Yeah, we got these fuckers now. Disney's like, do it.
Fucking
do it.
We can fucking write it off as a loss on our taxes now.
Pretty much exactly what they're doing. There's been no comment from Disney. But something similar happened with Netflix's Orange is the New Black. 10 episodes were hacked, apparently. And then Netflix said, fuck you. So they released them.
Nice.
Yeah. And... Disney's saying fuck you, so you might be able to find a pretty good quality copy of Pirates of the Caribbean, I don't know, 7, 12, whatever the fucking number it is.
5, I think it is?
I think it is 5. I don't even know what this one's called. Oh, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
12 minus 7 is 5.
Yeah.
I like what you did there, Adam. You did a little math equation. You know,
throw people. I'm glad you guys picked up on that.
Really, I as well saw the movie 23.
Yeah, it was a little puzzle, and you guys figured it out. Bravo.
Anyways.
I'm proud of you both.
But yeah, and actually, I think it would be awesome if Disney just turned around and threw the movie out there and was like, yeah. You know what, suck a fat dick.
They're not going to. They'll still release it in theaters and get some money.
Oh, yeah.
Children aren't smart enough to pirate movies.
Right.
Chris Pratt is hot.
What is on Yondu's head?
His mohawk.
Yeah.
It looks weird.
It's because it's bigger than it was in the first one.
Is it metal?
It grows. It's basically his hair.
Is it metal?
I don't know what material it's made. It's made out of Yondu hair material.
Hair plasma.
Yondu hair?
Plasma.
Hair. Okay. Is she a Yonduian as well?
No, she's...
I know. She's yeah, his daughter of Thanos.
You've seen the first one, yeah. Anywho, down in Texas.
I was like, what is
yeah, that? Yeah, I had to remember what the fucking story was for a second. Down in Texas, a man took out a lady to the movies.
On a date.
On a date.
Let's just...
Because he...
that movie happened to be... God damn it. that movie happened to be Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Well, apparently, she... like the monster she is, decided to text during the movie.
She checked her phone multiple times and replied to text messages.
Exactly. Like a fucking just
heathen.
Savage. And in the bad way, not you hip kids in your UK saying using it as a good thing. But.
What?
Never mind.
Wow.
The man has decided to sue this woman In small claims court.
$17.25.
This is true.
And court fees.
And court fees.
And court fees. Because she looked at her phone and texted. And they met online through online dating. And then this was their first date. Oh. And they said, and we're guessing their last date. And I was just like, this just goes to show you the kind of quality that's out there for online dating that you can find for yourself.
You could find very nice people out there, mm-hmm. as long as you're willing to put in time and effort.
To find them, yeah. Yeah,
and not just go out on a date with every third person that messages.
He probably seemed normal until she realized he was a huge Guardians fanboy. And he was like, that bitch looked at her phone, we're going to court.
Right?
Who's I want my idea 17-25.
I'm taking this bitch to court over a failed date.
Yeah, I mean, you're on a date.
Over a bad date.
Dates, by definition, are gambles.
I think especially a terrible date idea for a first date anyways. You can't talk.
Yeah.
What are you doing? How are you how are you making a connection there? Sit quietly beside me, awkwardly glance at me when you reach for popcorn. That's hot. Thanks.
I think a date
what the fuck kind of date is that? That's a terrible idea.
I think a movie is a great,
go have a beer.
Date.
You fucking weirdo.
And you go to the movie first.
Depends on how fast you move.
Well, true. But you go to the movie first, and then you go to dinner or to drinks afterwards, and you go see something that you can discuss, because then it gives you a topic to sit there and bullshit about.
Yeah. I don't know.
I like coffee or a beer.
I like ice cream.
Ice cream. Nah.
Ice cream's solid.
When was the last time they went for ice cream? That's a good point. Probably been a minute.
Nobody's been to ice cream in a while, and pretty much everybody likes ice cream, and...
I'm just, never
If
in the
you
mood.
Don't, I don't want to be around you, so...
I mean, then you probably can't have fun.
Yeah.
You're incapable of having fun.
I'm lactose intolerant, you asshole.
Ice cream tastes like shit.
Well, you're lucky, because Baskin-Robbins has some dairy-free ice cream.
Nice.
Like a sherbet?
I would have to literally Google an ice cream place to go get
What about the
ice
pistachio
cream
creams? The, what do you call it?
Pistachio cream?
A pistachio creme?
Creme.
A creme?
What does the old spaghetti factory call it?
Spumoni.
Spumoni. That's fire.
Spumonkey.
So, next story.
Anyway, Spumoni. Check it out. And old spaghetti factory.
King Arthur.
So, this movie.
Legend.
Apparently
of the sword.
Bombed.
Belly flopped hard.
I didn't even know this was a movie.
I knew it was a movie.
I actually wanted to see it.
Yeah, I did too a little
but
bit.
But I'm going to be honest, I didn't want to pay to see it in theaters.
I agree.
I just don't think there's anything about this movie that I'm missing by not seeing it.
This is a movie that
I
can want to watch. Yeah, exactly. I want to watch at home. So I can pause it, go take a pee, go get something to eat.
Isn't that Tom What's-His-Face?
No.
No, that's...
I don't know the actor's actual name.
Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, thank you. I was come on, we know this. Jax, Pacific Rim.
Yeah. Pacific Rim is the other one, yeah.
Sons.
Man.
He still looks like white trash.
Dude, what boggled my... Okay, so
you'll
I remember when I discovered
he's
what is he, Australian or British?
I think he's Australian.
Yeah, either one.
Oh, so he is white trash.
So I didn't know that because of watching just Sons of Anarchy and I was watching. And then he's in this interview... And he's just talking about
he's
person
British.
Trying to break into his
British.
Trying
I
to
heard
break
that
into
story,
his garage,
yeah.
And he's fucking talking about how he grabbed his bat and ran outside and yelled at the guy, and the guy didn't even move, just stared at him, and he said he was just kind of oh, this guy's crazy, whoops, but yeah, and he had a British accent, and I was just fucking actors always doing that shit to me. I was I always think they're American, and then I'm just oh look, you're British. Son of a bitch. Huh, you're a rock prick. That's why your movie flopped, because you're a prick.
Yeah, that movie is on track to lose $150 million.
That's good.
What? Not good.
Man,
Poor whoever made that.
Yeah, they probably don't have enough money to recoup. They might starve to death.
Probably just get bailed out. I don't know. I haven't seen
Tax write-off.
It looked interesting to me, honestly, through the trailers.
Yeah, I was intrigued.
They just said the big, high action, way it just... They said it didn't seem to hype people up to go to the movie for it. They said this, suspenseful, high action Game of Thrones feel like they were showing through the trailers just didn't seem to get people, amped to go to the movie theater. I wasn't. Like I said, I felt perfectly comfortable going, I'll watch that at home.
Yep.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that's
and
exactly
once your
how
movie
I feel about that.
Gets yourself into a corner like that, you're pretty fucked. Because people are just going to wait until it comes out or they get it and they're going to watch it at home, man, in the comfort of their own home. You got to really entice somebody nowadays to get them out of their house.
Yeah.
And then to pay fucking $12 to go see a fucking movie. Like, you better be bringing me the shit. Otherwise, I ain't coming.
Not only go see a movie, go see a movie around a bunch of strangers.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Or a first date who's going to sue you over ticket prices.
Well, bitch had it coming. Don't text them in the theater.
What?
Ooh, this is hot.
It's got to be made of chocolate, right?
No, it's probably golden porcelain, man.
What?
That's probably golden porcelain.
It looks like there's too many hands.
Looks like there's too many hands. I don't know what's going on.
Well, the monkey's got four.
Yeah.
Oh, it's his foot. Okay, yeah. It's monkey foot.
Are you sure that's what that is?
It looks like the same mold as his left hand, but...
Coming right out of the pants there.
So anyways, this...
Is this in a museum somewhere?
Yeah, look around.
It looks like a piece of shit. Like, if I didn't know that was supposed to be Michael Jackson and his monkey, would you think that's Michael Jackson?
I would have thought it was like a Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I would have had no fucking clue.
Is that a Ronald McDonald original you got in there?
Ghoulish looking enough to be Michael Jackson.
It's not even that. It's just...
It's not the right color scheme.
Yeah.
What? Black?
When was his hair gold and white?
Red? How about that thing, the suit that he's wearing is supposed to be red.
Well, that's true. But it's not. That's not gold. Anyways, the statue is not the story. By any
it is quickly becoming that.
Yeah. If anybody has any news on this statue, feel free to tune in and let us know in the chat.
Hand wieners weird me out.
Netflix has picked up an animated biopic about Michael Jackson's monkey, Bubbles. I am going to watch this because that shit's going to be weird. And I cannot wait.
You know it's about to be weird.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Expect an animated biopic about a monkey coming from Netflix.
A monkey and Michael.
Watch it.
Michael and his monkey.
Michael and
not
his
not
monkey. I would watch
what?
A show.
You're not going to watch it? No, other people can. I'm not saying people don't want to watch it. I just don't.
Why not?
Dude, Michael Jackson
doesn't interest me. Like, there's
was
nothing
the
about
king
that
of pop.
That I find
the
enticing.
King. Of pop.
John.
And he had a monkey.
John.
I'm sorry.
No way in hell am I going to watch this either. So.
Thank you. Fucking A, man. But he's the king of pop. Yeah.
That should
fine.
Stand
he has
for
good
some...
music.
What
it
are
does.
You the king of, John? Nothing.
It's sad. How do you feel now, asshole?
Good. I feel real good. I feel like I won. So, this I am actually really, really excited for.
They're making a new
for.
Witcher game. Oh, wrong no.
Yeah,
podcast.
Wild Hunt 3, it's called.
That is the game that is already out.
Disregard.
Netflix has picked up the Witcher games to do a series, a live-action series out
of
them.
Game playthroughs.
No.
Although, let's play.
I mean, that would be terrible. The Witcher stories are actually pretty good. The Witcher games are great. I think it does well to be a series, very fantasy, so you get to do your own fantasy thing, and they're monster hunters, and they work for money. Like, that doesn't necessarily
pretty
quite
easy
to turn series.
To run with.
Yeah.
Monster hunter, what? Train in the arts of magic
you said this
and slang things.
Yes, this will be Netflix. Yeah.
That's good.
And
it'll
yeah,
be a
they're
fun
trained
show.
From birth
I'm
to...
Sure.
If
it turns out, Adam,
yeah.
This is where I'm going to draw my line. So if it turns out like that fucking show that's Supernatural... Then I'm going to be bummed.
Oh, Supernatural has actually got a crossover coming hey, the next season.
I actually, I've watched 9 seasons of Supernatural, so me bashing it, don't let me crush it too hard.
You watched 9 seasons of Supernatural.
Yeah, you let that sink in.
No, hold on.
There was 8 seasons when I started it.
Were you watching them with someone?
No, I was in California.
You watched 9 seasons of Supernatural by yourself.
I didn't have a lot of friends in California,
by yourself.
Man.
You're
I
joking
love...
me.
No,
holy
man,
crap.
I didn't have a lot of friends. Like, why do we gotta keep bringing it up?
I'm just amazed that you didn't, A, kill yourself. Or...
The show's actually pretty fun, and for a while it got really good, but then it kind of dropped back off again, and you were like, damn it. You guys were on... When they introduced angels into the show, like, when they made that introduction, that was really dope. Like, the way they did it was really dope, and you're like, all right. Now this show's cooking with gas.
Well,
and it was good for a while.
Guess what they're cooking with next season?
Oh, God.
Dog. Because...
Supernatural's getting a dog?
No, they're getting a Scooby-Doo crossover.
Fucking right.
So...
Wait.
Supernatural.
Live action?
The Supernatural show will have an episode with the Scooby-Doo gang on it.
How...
Fuck yeah.
How does that work?
Magic.
Who plays the Scooby-Doo gang?
One person will play them all, including the dog.
It's going to be Rip Torn. Nine seasons, anyways, really? You made it through nine seasons.
The brothers, Dean and whatever...
are really hot, and you kind of dug them and hoped they were going to get it on the whole time?
Well, actually, that's what their fan people think in the show.
I know.
There's books that's, about them in the show.
That's why fans. I thought everyone who watched the show watched it.
I have no idea what it's about. No, they're besides just, supernatural
it's fun
shit.
Characters, man. That you end up liking the characters.
You quit fingering the hole in the chair.
They're fun characters.
That's even weirder. So, anyways, where are you going to draw the line on The Witcher?
I was just going to say, though, isn't if it's campy like Supernatural.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's campy like Supernatural, I'll be bummed because this could be way more epic.
I don't think it's going to be campy. I mean, The Witcher has got a pretty serious tone to it as far as the games go. And it's a very deep, like, well thought out world. There's a lot of story there that they could draw from. And it doesn't even have to be. The main character from the games. Like, there are multiple Witchers. You could do a Witcher story about any of them. Don't, after you guys got all weird with that whole, I don't want to touch either of you.
Come on. Come on, Adam. Welcome.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. In fact, in this photo here, one thing you can do after you kill larger monsters is you take their head, or heads in this situation, as a trophy, and then you hang them from your horse, and they give you different stats, depending on which trophy you're presenting at the time.
Oh.
It's pretty gnarly.
Oh, like, I think you could do that in Fable, couldn't you?
I don't remember.
Like, I think that's who the... Wait a minute.
I think that's
who he killed.
Well, those look like monsters, and he was a monster hunter.
Yeah.
Those have teeth.
No, they got beaks. Like them.
Kind of looks like teeth.
See those beaks?
Yeah, look at the teeth on the bottom right one.
That's not teeth.
No, they just look like really big fucking teeth.
They're teeth. They're not teeth.
One on the right is for sure teeth.
No, it's just a groove. They're like Woody, you know? And then, see, this is what they look like before they're dehydrated and
oh, that's not dehydrated. No, that looks quite moist. You're right.
No, please don't.
It looks delicious. Like chicken.
No, we're talking about weird monsters.
Moist.
So the labyrinth
crystal balls.
Come again, sequel. Adam.
Dark crystal.
It's having
what?
Adam's you having okay? an aneurysm. I'm gonna
He's
take
just
off.
Like getting slower so dark, and dumber.
The dark crystal is getting
I was
a
trying
sequel.
To figure out a way to spin that labyrinth back into the dark crystal.
You were not gonna be able
was
to do it.
Not finding the way to no. go.
Labyrinth.
You look
no.
like you were powering.
Fuck you.
You look like you were powering down. His battery's dying.
Guest 953 in the chat wants to know what the genre is.
Action,
baby.
Post your
so
action
the Dark
movies.
Crystal
What's up, baby?
Is getting a sequel. The sneak trailer is out. The get hype trailer is out, but
the teaser.
It's not
short,
much at all.
And I don't think there's anything new.
I don't think you can call it a trailer.
It's more
it's
of an
like
announcement.
Yeah, an announcement video.
This is in the works.
Yep. There's some Jim Henson says some things, so
anybody,
you know it's not new
footage. Remember the storyline at all?
No.
There's a crystal. It was probably pretty dark, and it's going to destroy the world.
Pretty close, yeah.
And then David Bowie saved it with his dance belt and the glass contact juggling.
That wasn't actually David Bowie
at all. Yeah.
I know. Everybody knows somebody had their arms through there, did the contact juggling.
Well, then don't say
but
stupid
still,
shit.
It was still set to look like David Bowie did it. So
if
why, when you're referencing the movie, can you not fucking say that without somebody being like, "I know stuff about that movie"?
If you, okay.
Wasn't Bowie?
If you were to say like, Jareth,
dude,
the Goblin King, did the contact juggling, I'd allow it.
Yeah.
But you didn't. You said David Bowie, the actor who played that character, did it, and he did not. And that's just the truth.
His character did.
Jareth, the Goblin King.
Yeah, contact juggled the shit out of that ball.
Absolutely.
Yes, he did. David Bowie never touched it.
I bet he touched it. That's bullshit. We all know he fucking touched it.
Maybe he was bi.
David
he probably
Bowie fucking
it.
Fondled the shit out of that crystal ball.
That was probably the...
And that ball
Anyways,
felt
this
lucky.
Movie's coming. Oh, look. The crystal. The dark crystal. Yes, we
the
heard.
The dark crystal... Age of Resistance is what it'll
Age
be called.
Age of Resistance.
You got that to look forward to.
It was an interesting... The first one was really interesting.
It was. No, I dug the first one. But yeah, I mean, I honestly...
I haven't seen it in so long, I honestly
can't remember. Exactly. I'd have to go back and rewatch it before
the Gelflings. There was the small Gelflings that were kept under control by these Skeksis, and they were being drained of their life force so these Skeksis could live forever.
I do remember that now.
They were using the Dark Crystal to drain them of the energy.
Isn't most of the movie the adventure of one going to try and rescue his wife?
Yeah. No, no, him and his wife. Or something.
I thought for a while it was just one of them and he had to go rescue her or something.
No, he finds her later.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yep.
Can I put in the 10th Kingdom as action? He's trying to save
something else.
It's been that long, right? But I do remember. It's been a while. I'm now getting flashes back.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Nom.
I know the Labyrinth and I know the 10th Kingdom better than I know the Dark Crystal.
Is the 10th Kingdom like that 15-hour?
Yeah.
Like 11 or 12. It's like 10.
It's actually kind of good.
Dude, no, it's so good.
I've seen it.
It starts off rough, and it's one of those
things. You get into it,
it's
dude.
Exactly how you can end up watching that much Supernaturals, because it starts off rough, but then you start to like the people in the story, and the next thing you know, you're just in it. Yeah. You're just fucking in it.
For 9 fucking seasons. It's like a bad relationship.
Oh, man, that's kind of funny.
I watched a lot of shows, man.
Hey, I don't blame you.
It didn't take me long to do that. Maybe 2 months, I think, probably for all of them.
How many episodes a season?
27,
30. Like a decent amount.
I don't fucking remember.
How many.
I really don't.
It's a CW show, right?
Probably 13.
I have no idea.
13,
no
15.
Idea on that one. So that's it for the news. So we should... Whoa, I got it.
No, you don't. But I do.
I saved it from falling. Get to wrapping this up. It's quitting time, right? Well, John, you've done things. What have you done? Look what you've done, Jonathan.
You did it by fucking swatting at the goddamn keyboard.
It just happened. Clearly, you clicked something.
You're trying to control P. You're trying to control P.
I didn't touch control or P. I don't want this garbage, Garrett.
Well, you did.
The urge to throw it at you was strong, but I don't want to make a mess. Mm.
What's our action, guys?
My action is going to be... Someone go first.
Oh, man. I love so many action movies.
Mine's going to be The Rundown.
What?
The Rundown.
You're doing The Rundown?
Which one? Yep.
That's a good one, man. The one with The Rock.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, no, The Rundown's one with Rock and the dude that fucked a pie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Stifler. The ones... There's a movie with The Rock that's a remake that I'm trying to think of.
Oh, Walk the Line.
Yeah. Walking Tall.
Walking Tall.
Walking Tall. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay. Walk the Line. Johnny Cash, Rock. I actually like that one, too. I actually just like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, man. Can't help it. Probably could help it, actually. I choose not to. What else? So, okay, Adam, you're doing Walking Tall?
No.
So he's
we're going to do the Rock Night.
Yeah, we'll do the Rockathon.
That's what you guys want to do. I'm going to say the Scorpion King.
Action.
Don't fuck with me.
That's my pick, the Scorpion King.
The Scorpion King?
Yeah, with the Rock.
Oh, fuck. Dude. All right.
It's a Rock Dwayne Johnson night.
It's an action-y. It's a rock. Action rock.
Has he been in any other type of movie?
No. Yeah, Moana.
Yeah, I love his song. Can we play that and get copyrighted?
Make Garrett listen to it on the way home. He's never heard it.
Something with Trejo, like Danny Trejo.
That's not the Rock.
No, what's that bum something?
Hobo with a Shotgun?
Yeah. Or Danny
Hatchet?
Yeah, but I was trying to think of the ones that
machete.
I was...
Machete. It is called Machete.
He does one with the... Oh, man. God, he does so many shitty movies.
He will take anything he can get.
Dude, I personally love that about him. He's just in fucking everything. They're like, hey, we need a tough, angry Mexican who could chop people up. He's like, yeah, I've done that.
I can do that all day.
He was in prison for a while.
How else do you get so many sweet tattoos?
Money. Dollars.
No.
Schmeckles.
Schmeckles are different.
Schmeckles get you dope tattoos.
Man, wait, I was trying to find the one
John,
he did
pick
with
a movie.
You're fucking killing us here, John.
I'm sorry, Adam, I'm looking at Danny Trejo stuff for this person.
For who?
Adam, you got a movie?
Yes. So, let's see.
Majidger.
Do we
Hatchet.
No, you don't get to help them. They got to pick their own fucking movie.
Yeah,
no,
I think Cyborg X. Yeah, 2016 Cyborg X with Danny Trejo. It's a Danny Trejo movie.
Is that Cyborg your movie? X.
That's your movie, John?
No, that's theirs.
No, you're picking
something
a movie.
With Trejo.
Yeah, okay. Are you picking something with Trejo?
Yeah, they
or what are
need
you picking?
To make decisions in their life and figure that out. All right,
fine. I'll just ignore the guest, and then I will... This is a tough one.
What you got, Adam?
So, if we're sticking with the theme, then I'm picking Doom.
Doom.
Oh,
good one.
Good pick.
Good bad one. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, you're all right, Guest 953. Well, Machete, all right.
Machete it is.
Just got to pick your own movies. We're not here to do your bidding. We'll watch your movie. We're not going to pick it
Doom.
For you.
And I was actually enjoying having to choose from the actor. Cyborg X looked like a pile of shit. I just wanted to go for it.
Machete.
I'm going to go with G.I. Joe.
First one or second one?
Retribution.
Second one. It's the one with the
I
rock
thought
in
about
it.
That
yeah.
one.
Shitty
G.I.
fucking movie.
Joe. Awesome.
The first one was really bad. I never saw the second one.
I wish
one.
Somebody picked Walking Tall, though, because I kind of like the idea of having that in there, too. Just, like, it would have been good.
So you
would have been
wanna...
a good rounded, like, rock.
We're going to get Machete. You realize that, right? We're going to get the only non-rock movie in there.
You guys want to spin for next week's genre now?
Yeah, spin.
Let's give it a whirl.
Spin to win, baby.
We can hear it. I know Adam's not cheating now. Or he's just playing a sound clip over there.
Drama.
Ooh.
Drama.
It's intense.
It's drama suspenseful. Usually is.
Cyborg X. Should have picked it. Would have been bad. Would have been payback for Space
All
Odyssey.
Right. Suck it.
No. Nothing will suck as bad
All
as
right.
that movie.
Well, anybody else? Anybody, we got any from Facebook?
I didn't make a Facebook post today.
Oh, nice.
I don't think so. So
none from
so
the Facebook.
So probably not.
So we have five picks.
You got five picks. Got
Do we just
Machete.
Default to
Thanks
the guest at
you,
this point because it's the
viewer.
Only guest one.
Yeah, we could just do that and just throw our theme right out the window.
I mean, all right, we did go. It didn't take us that long
to come up with the theme. It just kind of materialized.
But I like the theme.
We could watch Machete.
Yeah.
I think to make it fair, we should probably just watch Machete.
I mean, it is the only guest one we got.
What do you guys think?
All right.
So I'm going to throw a second one in here that says Machete.
Oh, I like that.
Guest, you there get you two go. Today.
You get two.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's up their odds.
Yeah.
I'll help you out.
Just draw a machete. That's it. It'll be like the wild card,
it's
right?
It's going to look like a dick. You
it
realize
doesn't matter.
That if you ever draw a machete.
He's putting hair on the machete. I don't understand.
Oh, guest wants to. Yeah, you're right. You get two picks. Hobo with a shotgun.
Hobo with a shotgun.
I did just go on a rant about how we're not going to pick their movies for them, so I should let them pick both.
So we've got Machete. It's a knife.
Bravo on not making that look like a dick.
Yeah.
Not that hard, really, in the scheme of things.
You know, I not started that... to say that and realized that machetes aren't that phallic shaped, and I was like, I'm just going to roll with it.
Straight line across the back. Curve.
What?
I handle.
Mean, isn't that what your dick looks like?
Yeah.
Like a machete? No.
Pretty close. That's what mine looks like.
When I go into the jungle, the only thing I do
is swing my dick.
Swing dick.
Swang
so,
dick.
We've got...
Kang dangle.
It's a knife.
Machete.
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 We got Doom.
What's your picture for Doom? Nothing.
I was going to draw a mask.
You should have drawn like a meteor. Doom.
Yeah. Hubble with a shotgun. There was no pick. I got lazy.
G.I. Joe with some stars.
G.I. Joe, the Scorpion King.
What'd you draw for that one? Oh, it's, I don't
scorpion
know.
Scorpion on the ground.
It's a fucking
oh, it
scorpion.
Is a scorpion.
Yeah.
The triangle really threw me off.
It's his body.
I mean, they're not exactly triangle shaped, but I can see it.
Hey, man. And the rundown.
Very rocky.
Wrinkle
him up. A little bit of thunder, a little bit of lightning.
Oh, I like
Hit
it.
Hit me with that wrinkle crinkle.
What?
So you know I'm crinkling.
That wrinkle crinkle.
God, wow. That's got to sound amazing in someone's headphones.
What, the wrinkle crinkle?
Yeah.
Or me saying it or the actual crinkle?
That wasn't my fault. It was Garrett.
It's in your mic.
They don't know that. They do now. Maybe they're watching your mic pick up all that noise.
Well, if they were watching, then they would automatically not blame me and blame Garrett.
There's no way to say automatically, like, what they deem is your fault. Maybe they expect you to block your mic to protect your airspace, that shit, if you will. You know? You're like you gotta be like a fighter pilot. This is your airspace.
You know what, Adam?
What?
Welcome back. Pick a movie.
I get to pick. Fuck
you. Close your eyes and quit looking. Yeah, that's right.
Where's it at?
Close your eyes.
All right, you bring it to me.
Don't put your balls down.
That's why I went like this. Whatever, I get up in there. Doing a handstand.
Fabulous.
Come raise up into it.
I got one. Oh, goddamn. Balls.
My dick in the box.
What do we got? What do we got? What do we got?
I don't know. I'm working on it. The Rundown.
The Rundown!
Yeah.
I saw the picture first, and I was like, that kind of looks like a scorpion. So I
have seen this movie probably 500,000 times. I love this movie.
500,000.
500,000 is a legit number.
Oh, show the people so they know we're not cheating.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forget we got to do that.
Because the Rundown Machete!
We got caught cheating that one time.
Well, we don't, but, you know, they don't know that.
Plus, they get to see your artwork.
Yeah.
The Rundown.
Back it up a little bit.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
close,
back
man.
It up. I like
there
that.
There you go.
You're all up in just their like face. That.
There you go.
All up in their face.
All right, well, we got dramas next week's movie pick. So throughout the week, throw us your favorite drama movies. We'll throw them in. Hopefully we'll get more than one guest throwing us movies. Thank you, by the way, for that. And then as well, check out our other shows. And I don't think I'm missing anything else.
Yeah. So, we're going to do our homework, and it's going to be a good movie, I already noticed.
Yeah.
500,000 times. Legit number.
And we out!
Later, taters.